Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the epistle for this day, Romans chapter 8, verses 14 to 17, in the translation of the New English Bible. For all who are moved by the Spirit of God are sons of God. The Spirit you have received is not a spirit of slavery, leading you back into a life of fear, but a spirit that makes us sons, enabling us to cry, Abba, Father. In that cry, the Spirit of God joins with our spirit in the testifying. We are God's children. Children and heirs. We are God's heirs and Christ's fellow heirs. We share in the sufferings now in order to share in the splendor of your baptism. 2 minutes ago, we heard these words from the 8th chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Christians in Rome. This chapter is Paul's letter is truly a hymn of praise for the triumphant love of God in His Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. The chapter begins with the words, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore no for those who are in Christ Jesus. And the chapter concludes with these words, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Now in all these things we are more than conquerors in Him we love. For I am certain that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes, this chapter in Paul's letter to the Romans is truly a hymn of praise to the triumphant Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And that note of triumph is surely there in the portion of this chapter that we heard this morning. St. Paul says, all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of Spirit of adoption and sons on the other. And I think that the translation of these words in the New English Bible makes this even clearer. All who are moved by the Spirit of God are sons of God. The Spirit we receive is not the spirit of slavery, leading you back into a life of fear. But a spirit that makes us sons, enabling us to cry, Abba, Father. And that spirit in that cry, the Spirit of God joins with our spirit and testifies that we are God's children and children and heirs. Now there is a sense in which every human being is a child of God. Because God exalt your thoughts of God. Every human being is known by him. Every human being is necessary. Every human being is loved by him. God so loved the world. And every human being is called the mother of him. All the blossoms, all the nothingness is being defined. The problem, of course, is from the very beginning of the human story. Human beings fail to love God and one another. Because that is so, although every one is a child of God, because God made him, we are also every last one of us. Children who have turned against our Maker, our Father. In turning against him, we also turn against one another. We are disobedient, alienated children who despise our birthright, wander far from the land of his grace. But our Maker is not he sent his only and eternal Son to bring us back to himself, taking on himself our humanity, living as the perfectly obedient, loving Son. And by suffering his death on the naked human earth, triumphing over death and the grave, sending us the Holy Spirit, who brings us home to the Father. The Holy Spirit, who, as St. Paul says, makes us God's children, enabling us to cry, Abba, Abba. Yes, in the 8th chapter of his letter to the Romans, St. Paul prays to triumph the love of God in Christ. It's also a transforming love. Not only a triumphant love, but also a transforming love. And that's why St. Paul said, so then we are living not in the flesh, but according to the flesh. If you live according to the flesh and to God, if by the Holy Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Now, when Paul here speaks of the flesh, living according to the flesh, he's not speaking of our bodies, our flesh and blood, as created by God. When he speaks of flesh in this way, he is speaking of the corruption of our bodies and our souls through sin, through the alienation of God with which we are born, and which plagues us as long as we live. And this is very clear when we hear what St. Paul has to say in his letter to the Galatian Christians. There he says, the works of the flesh are not only immorality, impurity, sensuality, but also enmity, strife, fits of anger, rivalry, and then Paul goes on to speak of the fruit of the Spirit, meaning the kind of love produced by the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Paul says, the fruit of the Spirit joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and all that. Those who belong to Christ Jesus are crucified by love, compassion, and desire. For, as he said in the Episcopal Church this morning, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God and children of heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified. Yes, in Romans chapter 8, Paul praises the triumphant call of God in the Son of Jesus Christ. He also shows us that that triumphant call is also a transforming call. So let us then, with Charles Wesley's prayer, that we may be changed from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise. The peace of God passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, and the light of God.